Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now we can't. That's why we got all these fast food. And look at our bellies. Mine, one of them.
Yeah.
It's fast food. You know, but God said, run that race with patience. That little turtle, I can just see him. He is just taking his time. He's got his eyes set on that goal, that finish line, and he's going to go. God wants you to have that same thing. He wants you to stay focused on the mission that he puts you on. Wow. Think about that. And what is this mission he put us on? Jesus Christ said this. He said, I have came to seek and to save that which is lost. What did Jesus Christ do? That's exactly what he did. He came and to seek those that was lost. He wasn't just in one place. He was moving all the way around. I thank God that Jesus wasn't like in a church, you know, like just stay in one church, but he moved around.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he would have got preoccupied.
Yeah.
No telling what goes on in churches someday.
Yeah.
But he would have got preoccupied, but he moved around and was seeking those that was lost. He had a mission. God put Jesus Christ on a mission. When Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane and they were coming to get him and take him up to be crucified, and he took his disciples with him, three of them, and they fell asleep on him. Anybody know that? They fell asleep on him. Jesus said, couldn't you watch but 1 hour? And he went to the Father and said, Lord God, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. But even before he finished saying that, he said this, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Do you know any man that will save his life shall lose it? But anybody who loses his life shall gain it. Jesus Christ knew the purpose that he was born for. He came to redeem man of sin and to defeat Satan on the cross. And the time had come that he must finish his mission. And as he went and agonized, the Bible say he just was agony. He had sweat of blood pouring down. He knew. Can you imagine you were about to get the torture of your life? The Bible say the wrath of God was poured upon Jesus. It was so bad that the Bible say God cut off the lights. And then he rent the temple from top to bottom. Wow. If we only knew what was going on there, I can't even put it in words, but God was defeating Satan right there and pouring out his wrath on his son. And as Brother Strickland read in his scripture, no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. That's what Jesus did. But the good news didn't stop there. On that third day, he rose from the grave with all power. And he made you a promise. He says, I go away and prepare a place for you. And I shall come again and receive you unto myself. Isn't that good news? I don't know about you, but when I'm going through my life and all the turmoils of life is on me, I think of that day when he will say, come up hither and I'll ever be with you. And say it'll be worth it all. And here's how I know it'll be worth it all. Verse 2 says this. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author. The author now means he created it. The Bible says he was in the beginning with the Word, and the Word was God. How does that go? Everybody help me out here. And the Word was God. So we see that he is the author. That means he created it, right? And finisher. He was on the cross. And at the end, when he gave it a ghost, he said it was what? He said it was finished. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And listen to this. And for the joy that was set before him.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.